Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Baseball is back. The 2025 MLB season is upon us. So what's the easiest way to keep up with all the big stars, top scores, and fun storylines from the night before? What's the solution? Is there a secret?
Chocolate milk and squats. That's a secret.
Not quite, Pete, but there is the Morning Lineup podcast, a quick, less than 10-minute morning highlight show from MLB. It airs Mondays through Fridays on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You bring the chocolate milk, we'll bring the baseball news.
Andrew Berry going to join us 9:15. Browns general manager. Lima has a series of questions ready to pepper him. I have a few questions.
Yes, and the best strategy is to have a flowchart for these questions. If he answers one way on a question, then there's a tentacle that is drawn.
What the hell are you talking about?
That now points to three different other scenarios, again, depending on where he goes with the answers. So that, to me, that's good journalism.
Oh, now you're a journalist.
I think so.
Oh, yeah, you're closer than I am. So Andrew Berry going to join us at 9:15. Do we got to play Ty Jerome tonight?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I just wanted to make sure.
Of course you do.
I have a very weird history with Ty Jerome as a fan. I really do. Because I knew he'd come in and I knew he'd play well against Miami. I didn't know he'd play that well against Miami, but I knew he'd play well. He's a professional player and he's good. He's also in a contract year. Not that that matters in terms of his effort or how good he is or anything like that, but I knew he'd be a talking point. And damn if he wasn't. But that was against Miami. This series, he's been terrible through two games. Somebody gave me plus minus a couple of days ago. I chuckled.
Well, the plus minus is funny. You know who had the worst plus minus?
Donovan Mitchell, I would say, in game one.
No, in game two, you know who had the worst plus minus? Max Strus. Max Strus is amazing.
Until
a couple of inbounds plays and backcourt situations.
Yeah, that's right. Max Strus was amazing in game two. But you know what? He stood in there and he answered those questions.
Are we going to get more from Andrew Berry than we got from?
Yes.
The seething.
The nostrils inflamed. He was so mad. Max Strus was.
Oh my god!
But you can't just sit Ty Jerome for the rest of the series.
No.
You can't sit him for the next two games.
No,
you got to play him, especially if Darius Garland's hurt. You got
to
play him.
But honestly, Kenny, and I don't think people need to really have this explained to them because they know. What did we say all season about one of the big differences between last year and this year? One was the coach, right? But the rest of the team was the exact same. But you know who else they got? They got Ty Jerome back this year, who didn't play last year. And Ty Jerome, and I know it was a regular season, but he played at such a level to where there was almost no drop-off anytime Donovan Mitchell or Darius Garland went to the bench. Because that guy probably should have been sixth man of the year, Ty Jerome. I know nobody cares now. But he led the charge, and he elevated everybody else on that bench group. He was terrific.
Yeah.
And it's still in there. It's not like he's... Yeah, I know. People are saying, now he's slow. Okay, before, there was a different term. He was methodical, right? He would get to his spots, and even if he would take his good old time, he would find the weakness in a defender and use it against him. Okay, he has struggled. There's no doubt. And I think it's mental. I don't think it's that he's slow. I think it's that mentally, he can't believe he's playing this poorly. He can't believe his jump shot has gone out the window, which it has for Donovan Mitchell as well, unfortunately. This is going to be important. Let me tell you this, make it perfectly clear. We know they have to be healthy to have a chance to realistically make a deep run.
Of course.
They need Ty Jerome to be Ty Jerome. That's one of the factors.
Well, to win tonight, they're going to need Ty Jerome to be Ty Jerome. Because... All right, you just said it. His shot, he's missed his shot. He's still a shooter. You need shooters. You need guys who are going to be, because you're going to be a three-point team. You have, did you beat him in the paint on set on Tuesday? Because they beat him in the paint on
until
on Sunday.
Until the fourth quarter. The fourth quarter, they had like an all-time amount in the paint because we had no resistance.
So this is it. You had, well, you had this moment late in the third quarter where they were playing an unimaginable lineup there against you, and you were able to take advantage of that, and then they were able to get things figured out.
Yeah, that Walker in there and Shepard.
Oh, my God in heaven. I mean, you called them not even NBA players, for crying out loud, or unserious playoff players is what you were saying. You have Okoro. Okoro's not a shooter. Okoro's a defender. Okoro's a hustle guy. Mm-hmm. Shouldn't have been taken where he was taken, but either way, whatever. You have Ty Jerome. Ty Jerome's a shooter. You're a three-point shooting team. Don't get away from who you are. They've had to, and they've been, I could say they were successful. They've done it well in the paint, but they're down 0-2. So they're doing things they don't naturally want to do because they got guys who are hurt. So you're going to need Ty Jerome, hopefully, to find his spots on the floor. Which, has he been able to find his spots on the floor? Are those comfortable spots for him, and he's just missing? Because if he's able to get to his spots, that's fine. If they're defending him where he's shooting from places he's uncomfortable, then we got to have ourselves a conversation.
I will say,
maybe a little bit of both.
Indiana has a little more length than most teams. But, he's 6'5", and I saw him airball a 6-foot floater in game two. It's in his head. That is in his head.
Okay.
I don't think he's the instincts are not taking over. Instead, he's thinking about everything. The pump fakes, he's pump faking more. He is losing the ball. He's losing the handle. And once you start getting a little shoddy with the ball handling, I think a lot of his game goes out the window there. So I do think, just, hey, come out confident. Don't be afraid. Don't play tentatively. Don't feel like you're pressing one missed shot into the game. And I think he can get back to who he is. And that is a very valuable player of this basketball team.
216-474-0092. Now, I think you're right about Ty Jerome. Because there's been an up and down saga with Ty from last year because he only was able to play in, what, two games last year to this year, where now we were wondering whether or not we could even afford to hold on to him, to the point where people wanted to talk him into taking home team discounts and all that other stuff, even though we're not technically his home team. I think with Ty Jerome, I have to try to just keep instilling confidence in him and hope that the light comes on tonight. Because if the light comes on, if it would have came on in game two, they would have won. Like, I think we don't realize that this really should be a 1-1 series. They need to realize, and this is, again, why I use the S word so much, is they need to realize what it's going to take to get them pushed back. Because I don't know if they're going to be up by 20 again tonight. I don't know if that's ever going to happen again in the series. But if they find themselves in a tight fourth quarter, you're going to have to be able to push it over the hump without guys that you've been relying on all year. And to be frank, those guys haven't found themselves, even if they were on the floor, they haven't found themselves in a lot of tight situations. About a handful of tight situations with games on the line this last year. But you kind of go back to some of the other experiences that they've had. I'll see what they're able to do tonight, but I got to get them to that level. Ty Jerome is still a guy that can help them get to that level. As frustrating as these last two games have been with Ty Jerome, I got no other choice. I can't sit him over in Loudville. I can't leave him on the bus. I need something out of Ty Jerome if I'm going to compete tonight. Scott and Pepper Pike, you're next up on the Fan.
Hey, I just don't think you can emphasize enough how much a playoff defense is a different animal than regular season. If you guys remember back in the day, Mo Williams used to average like 20 points a game, and then come playoffs, he could barely get a shot off. I think you're just looking at a really good defensive team in Indiana, really good defensive teams in the playoffs who are taking it up 10 notches, and he's just not as effective. I think he's going to have a game here and there, but he's just not going to be as consistent as he was in the regular season.
I think you're dead right. I think you're dead right about that, Scott. Indiana's a better defensive team anyway than what we dealt with Miami. But also, he's a guy off the bench for a lot of reasons where if you put too much on him, he might have a tendency to wilt. And Scott, thank you very much for the call. But he's been a guy who's helped out throughout runs and has tried to keep the Cavs ahead with his shooting for I would say most of his career, but all the season that he's been here. Chuck and Westlake, you're next up on the Fan.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing okay, Chuck.
Yeah, so as far as me with Ty Jerome, I think he's more effective when he's a facilitator more than a shoot first guy. You know, everybody knows when he get the ball, he gonna shoot it. So they collapsing on him, and his floater has actually turned into a sinker. But it's one more thing that I did want to say, and this has nothing to do with the Cavs. It's actually, Mitch was supposed to power rank you three guys, and y'all let him off the hook from doing that a couple weeks back.
No, he did. He did it. I made him so – he did it at the end of the show. I got him so mad he power ranked Lima before me.
Oh, damn it. I wanted to see it. I wanted to see who was actually number one.
I think it just depends on who he's more concerned about agitating that day. Like, if Ken is being loud with him and bossing him around.
Well, I'm always number two for him. Because people got to realize this. And, Chuck, it's a great question. Thank you very much for the call.
We didn't even need the music.
95% of the time that I am yelling at Mitch about anything, it's just because Lima won't do it. And Lima's talking through me. I'm the messenger for Lima. I'm the henchman for Lima.
Who doesn't love a good henchman?
Well, how many times have I had to say something to Mitch, or anybody for that matter? It's always, well, it's basically because you texted me about it. How many times do I pass along your message to people?
Let me tell you something right now. As a working professional who values his teammates here at 92.3 The Fan and Odyssey,
sure.
you will, good luck. You will not find any detrimental texts about any of my colleagues today.
But
there's not been one sent today.
Sure?
There was one sent an hour ago.
I was about to say,
I did send one. Yeah. I'm sending one right now.